Is it a robot? Robot or not?
All right, John, I have some important cultural questions for you about pizza. So you've been on the record about pizza in a bunch of different places, but I want to get it from you. Like, what? I have fed you things that I call pizza that you've rejected as being actual pizza. So I'm curious if we can get it more clearly here, definitively from the source. You're the source here. What's allowed? What's a pizza? What makes a pizza a pizza? Not even talking necessarily about like all the kind of toppings that you can order on a pizza. I'm talking about like fundamentally what's a pizza.
There's two levels to this. One is what do I want in a pizza? And I am from New York, and what I want is the pizza from my home, my childhood, the traditional New York pizza.
So it's personal preference and also what you grew up on.
Right. And it just so happens that what I grew up on is the plain old box stock, like started in America pizza. I know there's pizza in Italy. I know, you know, like setting that aside, there's a difference between this comes up a lot. Italian food versus Italian American food. I know nothing about Italian food. I've never been to Italy. I like Italian American food. And the pizza I'm talking about is the pizza created by Italian Americans living in the New York metro area. And that's what I want. And that has fairly strict parameters, and it is very regularized, at least was during my childhood. But that does not define the boundaries of what is pizza. That defines the boundaries of what I consider pizza. Like when I say pizza, this is what I want. But as we all know, like pizza didn't just stay in the New York metro area. It spread over the entire country. It's incredibly popular. And what you're looking for is, at what point does it stop being pizza?
Yeah.
Right. And there is a point, I think, where it stops being pizza, but it's actually way farther out than people think it is. Because what people do with pizza is they vary. It's kind of like sandwiches, where no one is disqualifying a sandwich because it uses rye bread or a roll or white bread, right?
I would hope not.
Right. But within a particular kind of sandwich, they may say, oh, this, you know, you have to have a certain kind of bread or a certain kind of filling.
Sure.
So pizza, even though as far as I'm concerned, a pizza made with whole wheat crust is no pizza that I want to have anything to do with ever.
It's one of my California pizzas, yeah.
Yeah, it is, you know, quote unquote, not a pizza. If on it you put toppings and cook it like a pizza, depending on what those toppings are, you're still probably safely within the boundaries of pizza country, right? Like how far out do you have to go? Now, here's where it starts, you know, because again, it's just flat bread, and you put stuff on top of it and you cook it,
right?
Thin flat bread, thin-ish, you know, because it's not like 7 inches thick or whatever, and you put some toppings on it, not too many, and you cook it, right?
Yeah, a loaf of bread with some melted cheese on top is not a pizza.
Right. Right, exactly. Like, there are parameters here. But within that palette of, like, a piece of bread with stuff on it, you can go pretty far. So some people may say, oh, I think it always has to have cheese on it. But I wouldn't go that far. I would say you can make a pizza without cheese. You could just put tomato sauce and, like, basil and some other stuff on it and make a pizza out of it. So I don't even think it has to have cheese. What kind of cheese can you put on it? Can you put cheddar cheese on it? I don't want cheddar cheese on my pizza, and I think that is the wrong thing to do. But I have to concede that if you make a pizza and you use cheddar cheese instead of some other kind of cheese or mixed in with it, you've still made pizza. Where we start getting into the problem areas are, you know, it's the catchphrase I always use for it is turkey dinner pizza, where people think you can take an entire other meal, pick your meal, whether it's Thanksgiving dinner or, you know, beef Wellington or whatever you want it to be. And if you just take that meal, plop it on top of a flat piece of bread, put it in a high temperature oven, pull it out and cut it into wedges or whatever, you can say, look, I made turkey dinner pizza. It's got mashed potatoes and gravy and turkey. You are no longer making pizza at that point. You have left pizza country, right?
Yeah, I was going to say that at some restaurants I've seen them offer a salad pizza, which seems to literally be a baked pizza crust with a salad made
on
it.
See, that's borderline, because you can do a pizza with greens as the major component of it. But if you just take a Caesar salad, which is another thing, and put it on top of pizza and make it hot, A, that's gross, and B, not pizza anymore. Right?
Well, and I think the way the salad the pizza salads work is they bake the dough and then take it out and put the salad on it. So it's not like they're baking it.
It depends. Yeah. Sometimes they do that as well, or just put some stuff on that. But that's just not pizza anymore. So it's very difficult to actually define where those borders are, because if I can leave out the cheese and I can leave out the sauce, but you're telling me I can't put a turkey dinner on it, then what can and can't I put on it? And again, I feel like it's kind of, you know it when you see it. Certainly an easy criteria is if it's a complete other food item, meal that you put on it. No. if it's a food item, like, oh, I put sausage on it. Sausage is a food item, therefore it's not pizza. No. Like, I think there's also a minimum number of things. If you just take sausage and put it on pizza dough and cook it, and that's it. Those are the only two ingredients, you have not made pizza, right? Even though sausage is a whole other meal and sausage is allowed to go on pizza.
Right.
But if it's just bread,
that's like a sausage roll.
Sausage.
That's not I feel like there are multiple dimensions here and you don't need to hit all of them. But you gotta hit some of them really well, or all of them a little bit. But you can't like not hit any of them.
Yeah, and you can't go. One of the items can't be so far afield that it just drags the whole pizza out of pizza land, right? Like I would say, for example, chocolate cannot be on anything that you call pizza, right? Peanut butter, nope. Nope.
Like, peanut butter is my favorite food, and I cannot imagine that on a pizza.
There's no way you can pull it back. Like, you could put tomato sauce, cheese, and basil, but as soon as you put the peanut butter on it, you've left pizza country.
Just put it in the garbage. Forget it.
So, again, it is actually surprisingly difficult. Now, that's why I like my pizza, which is, you know, a much, much narrower definition, which is so incredibly clear. This is a canonical set of ingredients and forms and in specific combinations and sizes, and just like everything about it is very well nailed down because it's been done for a long time, done the same way over, you know, by many, many people. Mm-hmm. And it is a well-known, easily identifiable quantity. And it is also apparently very difficult for the whole rest of the country to do, even though it seems so simple.
So the canonical pizza in your mind, let me see if I can get this right, is it's a fairly thin dough made with presumably white flour, none of that crazy wheat flour in that Californians put in it. How am I doing so far?
You're doing fine.
Okay. And on that, we're going to put some tomato sauce, some basil.
If you want. It's not a...
If you want. And some mozzarella cheese. Mm-hmm. Ideally, the real fresh... good, expensive, and
doesn't have to be fresh. It could be, you know, right.
Low moisture, part is. Skim.
Yeah.
Okay.
So here's the thing with the canonical pizzas. It's like the canonical bagel flavors that I posted on my website.
Mm-hmm.
There are many variations. Sicilian pizza is definitely in there, right? White pizza is in there. Pizza that just
right.
doesn't have tomato sauce on it.
That's like what they make in Connecticut or wherever. They've got the...
No, they make it in New York. Two different kinds of cheese and other things on there. And yeah, and
well, they call it the mutz. Sauce, they say it's the mutz or something. Mutzarell or something. They've completely renamed what the cheese is.
Yeah, that's more of a New Jersey thing. But but yeah, there are variations. There's not a million of... Like, there's not a million kinds of bagel flavors. The canonical bagel flavors are the standard ones. There's a canonical set of variations on pizza. There's also a canonical set of toppings, things that can go on the pizza. But even within those bounds, you're like, oh, well, then isn't Domino's pizza? It's like they ostensibly use all the things you said, but they mess them all up. Their sauce is terrible. Their cheese is terrible. Their dough is terrible.
We're not talking about what a good pizza is, right? We're just talking about
I like, I'm saying within my little narrow definition, not the big definition. Obviously, within the big definition, Domino's is pizza. But with my narrow definition, it is not.
Yeah.
And so if you're trying to look for, there's a specific thing. It's like, I want good New York pizza. That's what I want, right? That's my definition. And it's something that you can actually make at home. It won't taste the same as New York pizza made in a real pizza place, but you can make it at home, and it falls into that category of things. Toppings is where you get weird because, you know, what we mentioned.
That's a whole other...
They can pull you off, but yeah. There's a certain set of canonically allowed toppings, too. And once you get outside that, then you're outside my little definition. So I think
the backstory here is that I did make pizza, and you were there at my house. And both of them were using my dough, which does have a cup of white flour and a cup of whole wheat flour in it. Because it's California, you got to be healthy when you eat your pizza.
Yeah, it's so healthy once you put that. Really makes a difference.
Yeah, and on it, I believe I had mozzarella and cheddar on both of them.
Yeah.
And then one of them had pepperoni and, you know, tomato sauce and pepperoni and mozzarella. And the other one was a barbecue chicken pizza, so it had barbecue sauce and chicken and like red onion and on it. And again, You were very polite, but I knew.
I mean, like,
I knew the chance I was taking, right? I knew the risks I was taking by serving John Syracuse a pizza.
My whole life, I have to eat pizza that's not the pizza that I want. Like, that's like that's my whole
just
life.
Another day.
I don't live in New York. Yeah, so it's fine.
All right.
Like, and your barbecue chicken thing, by the way, is really borderline for just like categorically actually even being pizza, because barbecue chicken is a separate thing, and substituting barbecue sauce for the tomato sauce, like, that may be the second thing that sinks it.
Yeah, so what's in barbecue sauce? Tomato. It's a tomato-based sauce. It's a smoky tomato sauce. Yeah, so you could
use a vinegar-based barbecue sauce from the Carolinas or something.
Yeah, that might be better. Anyway, what I will say is that you've influenced my pizza making, because now when I make the pure traditional pizza, there is no cheddar cheese anymore. It's gone. Cheddar cheese is banished. I might put it on the barbecue chicken pizza. I might, because really it is so far gone that who cares?
The barbecue chicken pizza.
Yes,
air quotes are
the here. Quotes are there. I hear you. I hear your air quotes. But I'm reformed somewhat. I still use the wheat dough though. Sorry, it's California.
And why bother? Like, why, if you're getting the cheddar out, it's not. How about this? How about next time you grate your own cheese?
Yeah.
All right. Good. I'm just making sure you're not buying a thing.
Occasionally there'll be some pre-grated cheese that I'll use because we have it for something else, but it's not preferred. Only when there's no other option. When I've purchased the ingredients, there's no pre-grated cheese. I'm not an animal.
Pizza is a tough one. Pizza is a tough one, let me tell you, because it's tough. It's tough for me personally, and even just in the broader definition, I feel like it is such a big tent, as they say, and yet some things will get you kicked right out.
Robot or not.